Hell's not one of those things that we like to think about, talk about, preach about, study the Bible about. But until we really consider the reality of hell, it's not going to be a whole lot of motivation to warn people about the day of judgment. We tend to put hell out of our minds, but when we block it out of our thoughts, we're far more complacent about people who are spending eternity there. I'd like to share three eyewitness accounts of people who have been in hell. First one is from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 26. I'll be reading from God's Word. This is a translation that is published by the God's Word to the Nations Bible Society. Luke 16, verses 19 to 26, we get an eyewitness account of what hell is like. It's about the rich man and Lazarus. It says, there was a rich man who wore expensive clothes. Every day was like a party to him. There was also a beggar named Lazarus who was regularly brought to the gate of the rich man's house. Lazarus would eat any scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Lazarus was covered with sores, and dogs would lick them. One day, the beggar died, and the angels carried him to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. He went to hell, where he was constantly tormented. As he looked up in the distance, he saw Abraham and Lazarus. He yelled, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water to cool off my tongue. I am suffering in this fire." Abraham replied, "Remember, my child, that you had a life filled with good times, while Lazarus's life was filled with misery. Now he has peace here, while you suffer. Besides, a wide area separates us. People couldn't cross it in either direction, even if they wanted it to." Once someone's in hell, they're in hell forever. It's not a temporary thing, and they don't get the benefit of sleeping at night, even to have nightmares. It's constant. We don't want to think about it. We want to block it out of our minds. And even people that have been there have been able to block it out of their minds. Either they've been able to, or Satan has blocked those memories. Quite a bit about this has been documented in a book called To Hell and Back by Maurice Rawlings. You know, I talk to some people and they say, well, we're in heaven. Are we going to remember that there's even a hell? Or are we going to remember the people we know that are in hell? Are we going to know that they're not in heaven? So what kind of question is that? Like the atheist letter. Can you really call yourself a caring, loving person? You know, when you're in heaven, you're thinking, oh, when I get to heaven, I'm going to forget all the people in hell. What kind of a question? What kind of an attitude is that? Maurice Rawlings is a cardiologist, and he has been a part of reviving hundreds of people. He sees some of them who open their eyes and they just regret that they're there in the operating room. They liked where they were. There's others who wake up and are so thankful that they're back. Regardless of the misery, regardless of the pain in their body, they're so thankful that they're back from the place they had visited. Dr. Rawlings had interviewed over 300 people just after they were revived. About half saw hell. When he talked to them 3 days later, those who saw hell, 80% did not remember their experience. The remaining 20% that remembered, very few told anyone about it, not even their spouses.